Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Ronnie Randall gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Well, I know what we're doing in the last segment, and that's reading baseball names. So I got a couple lists here that are just fantastic. And some of them we've probably heard before, but I just feel like it's a tradition as old as time and never gets old. Baseball player names. But what it is right now, it's fair or foul, baby. Let's get it going. What do we got?
I got to start off with one between my Mariners and your Orioles, sir. We'll try to stump you. I know I usually try to stump two people, but no Patrick tonight. So, yeah, we're just going with your Orioles be my Mariners, baby. A fair or foul. The Baltimore Orioles have a higher batting average this season than the Seattle Mariners. Fair or foul. To start you off simple, Joe, of course, the Mariners have not been one of the greater hitting teams in Major League Baseball, minus since Edgar's taken over off and on. But the Orioles last season, great. This season, not so much. So interested to see where you think their batting averages sit, my friend.
Take a sip of my water. Wet my whistle. Better batting average than the Mariners? No. I say the nay. The Orioles can't hit. They haven't been able to hit all season. Even with them sweeping the White Sox this past weekend, they won every game like 3-2 and 4-3. I would be shocked, and I feel like this is a trick question that it's like, oh, actually, the Orioles. No, I'm not buying it, though. I'm not buying it. The Orioles, no. Foul. They do not have a better average than the Mariners.
Sorry, brother. That is fair. The Baltimore Orioles are batting 238 coming into today, while the Seattle Mariners are batting 237. Unfreaking believable.
0.001.
Yes, but they are still better. I wasn't trying to stump you. I was shocked when I saw these stats. Absolutely shocked.
Like, just goes to show how terrible our pitching has been this year as well.
Well, and not only that, but it just goes to show you how two teams that have a similar number of hits can have two totally different trajectories. The Mariners hitting a ton of home runs, getting a lot more walks, which obviously aren't factored into batting average, but it's just crazy, man. Baseball is odd, and you hear stats, and they don't always necessarily mean what you think they do, and a lot of times, and I've been seeing this, like ESPN always did this when we were kids, Joe. I'm sure you remember them taking stats, and you could tell they're twisting stats just to tell a story, but here, batting average does not really tell the story. We know this in baseball, but it's fascinating to even see these two teams close to each other. One leads their division, and one is near the bottom. So
as far as home runs, Mariners with 80, mm-hmm. Mariners with Orioles with 63.
Exactly.
With doubles, I'm going to take a look here.
What's their base? Their base on ball difference, 219 for the Mariners to 164 for Baltimore.
More doubles for the Orioles, 85 to the Mariners, 71.
I mean, you got to hit them in, so the doubles don't necessarily matter. Yeah. It's home runs over the wall.
Slugging for the Mariners, 395 for the Orioles, it's 386. So yeah, I mean, it's just not that much of a difference. 320 OBP versus 303. It makes me sad.
It's kind of weird that their on base percentage isn't the Mariners at 320, the Orioles at 303, even though walks have such a disparaging number between them, almost 60. Like the on base percentage still isn't that much different.
Like 60 more walks for the Mariners?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, actually. I mean, the Orioles, their discipline at the plate has just degraded over the last season and a half that I just do not understand it.
Look at strikeouts, though, for the two teams. Mariners 524 compared to the Orioles at 516. So they are almost deadlocked at that number, my friend. So,
a tad more discipline, though.
Well, yeah, like I said, yeah, the homers and the base on balls, obviously the difference, but it's just odd to see the on-base percentage not that much different between the two of them. And that just tells me that the Mariners' offense, it's okay right now, but
could be better.
It could be better, and it's not sustainable. And they can call up all the prospects they want. Just called their top prospect, Cole Young, up to fill the hole at second base. But they've got two rookies now in the infield at positions that they should have at least filled one with a free agent with. But I digress. All right, let's get into another Mariners question, actually. Speaking of their top prospects, Joe, they are obviously, as we've been talking about, probably a bat or two still short going up to the trade deadline. There's been rumors about them maybe trying to give St. Louis a call to pry Nolan Arenado from the Cardinals if they can get some money off the books. Ryan O'Hearn was somebody.
They might pay you to take him.
Right? Hey, he...
No, wait, no, that's just the Rockies.
No.
What is Colorado Rockies?
I mean, he's been out there at least as an option on the trade market for at least the last couple of seasons or whispers. We were talking as well about Ryan O'Hearn for the Baltimore Orioles possibly being an option as well. There's just not too many names being thrown out yet on the trade market. It'll be interesting to see probably in about 3-4 weeks, you know, where teams are and if there's any separation, especially in the American League where everybody's so freaking close to each other, if teams will become sellers or buyers. And yeah, right now you're looking at like the Rockies, the White Sox, and you're waiting for the Baltimore Orioles, who just fired Brandon Hyde, to become a seller as well. And because of the success of Cal Raleigh, it gives the Mariners a couple of extra options, Joe, as far as like another top prospect, Harry Ford. He is a catcher. The Mariners obviously don't need another catcher. So maybe some trade bait. Fair or foul, the Mariners will trade at least. I've asked this before, but I really think it's getting to crunch time now. Fair or foul, the Mariners will trade at least one of their top prospects for a bat by the trade deadline.
There's part of me that wants to say like,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Foul, but also I feel like they just need to trade one of these arms. If they get Gilbert back and he's returns to form, you just have so many starting pitchers that I feel like there's got to be a team out there that is desperate for some arms for a playoff push that need just a little bit of help. I mean, I'm looking at some of the teams that are top of the divisions around the MLB. I mean, hell, maybe the Mariners say it. Actually, we could use as many as possible. But, I mean, a team like the New York Mets, could they be someone that's calling? But then again, I don't know what they have to give up. Could the Cubs potentially be wanting another arm to add to their stable? The Dodgers don't need any because they have a billion and they always just get injured. I mean, are the Cardinals looking to add to what they have with Sonny Gray and Eric Fetty? The Brewers, who are the flavor of the month, they just said they lost today, but they had just won 8 in a row. Are they going to look to add an arm? Maybe not a top prospect, but I just feel like they got to move on one of these pitchers here soon. Just for the sake of to add to the pipeline and also a team that's contending that wants an arm. I feel like rubber's going to meet the road eventually, but maybe you pull in the Orioles where it's like, you know what? We're just going to accrue all these hitters and just keep them and not trade them. And we're just going to, you know, more arms, more batters to choose from. We'll sort out the ones that are great, and in due time, we can get rid of and cut players or not re-sign them or trade them eventually. But I don't know, maybe you guys just ride this out for another year and see who is worth keeping at the end of the year.
54%, right? I mean, Jerry DePoto loves to stockpile talent. So you're describing his ideal scenario as a baseball executive there in Seattle.
Dude, as I said, if we got some guys, if the Mariners want them, if the Mariners want some Orioles young hot prospects, young hot players, we'll take one of those arms. Gladly. Preferably Brian Wu.
No, that's not happening. You're going to get either George Kirby or Luis Castillo.
No.
You're not getting Logan Gilbert because he wants to stay in Seattle. And you're not getting Brian Wu because he's
Well, we all want things in life, Jordan, but we may not get them, all right? Logan Gilbert might just not have a choice in this, and he just might have to be a Baltimore Oriole, okay? Whether he likes it or not.
I know. You're going to kidnap him in the dark of night, throw him in your trunk, and be like, hey, welcome to Baltimore there, Logan. Oh, my goodness.
Castillo hasn't been too bad. I'm just scared that as soon as he gets to Baltimore, he's just going to be like a shell of himself.
I hear you. I do think that they're going to have to trade somebody before the deadline. They can't keep giving at bats to God. Right now, they've got Miles Mastroboni at the plate. Donovan Solano is still on the roster, I would assume. Don't know why they're still taking a chance on this guy and giving him at bats, but I would assume by the trade deadline, they would value their at bats going into September into a playoff race way more than they value them now. So, yeah, they need to trade their top prospects, or at least one of them. And I hope they do. And frankly, it was a pretty cheap cost last year to get like a Rosarena. That was like their number 14 Mariners prospect that they traded for. All those relief pitchers cost nothing. It'll be interesting to see how much teams want this season at the trade deadline compared to last year. All right, one more for you, Joe. We've been talking a lot about the ABS, automated balls and strikes. In Major League Baseball, we saw the system tested in spring training, essentially. If a batter or a pitcher does not like the call, they tap on their hat or their helmet, and that is challenged. The umpire then has to admit in front of everybody if it is incorrect or correct. It's one of the best systems I've ever seen for in-game refereeing and for in-game umpiring. I absolutely love it. Cut to the regular season, Joe. We have seen some botched, and I mean not by a close half an inch, not by just being right there off the edge or on the edge, but by two baseball lengths out of the zone, or literal down the effing middle called as a ball. It is unbelievable some of the calls that umpires are making players deal with this year. But an interesting article by The Athletic, Joe, came out a couple weeks ago talking about the possibility for a margin of error and the ABS system. Corbin Burns, he was one of the four MLB representatives talking to a committee about the implementation of the ABS, said that the margin for error, Joe, was close to half an inch. That's quite a bit, but we've also seen quite a bit of struggling from these
umpires.
Not to
me.
I mean, these umpires are making the games about themselves.
A half an inch is huge.
Yeah, depending on where we're talking about, a baseball or down in middle
down
of my
in
legs.
The zone.
In the zone. Like, where am I going here? No, but essentially, there is a worry implementing ABS that there's going to be this margin of error in place in a Major League Baseball game. I would say the way that they're being called right now, it doesn't matter, even with the margin of error. You gotta install the ABS, Joe. Fair or foul, even with a possible margin of error, we need ABS in baseball now, today.
This is fair. I mean, I think what we saw, how it worked in spring training, it's great. It throws it back on these umps that is just like, yeah, you effed up, dude, clearly. Like, and if they were right, and then it's kind of funny seeing the players get all worked up about it. It's I think it's better than what NBA's got going on, because I want to say Nick Wright had a good idea where if any player in the NBA does the finger twirl, that like if a player does it, that's good enough to be a challenge, because you see NBA players all the time, you know, run to their bench and they're waving their finger, review it. He said, he's like, if they do that, if a player does that, boom, it's a review. It doesn't have to be a coach. And that would cut down on players doing that. So in the MLB, like when a player goes to tap their helmet and they're like, I want a review on that, it's like, all right, boom, we're reviewing it. Very quick. Also, they turn that thing around in seconds. Yeah, it needs to be implemented 100%. It's probably, if not next year, I see it happening in 2027.
It has to be next year. I wish they would do it now, but that's not how it works in MLB. So,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.